Sony fades slowly into the center of a black screen, a light appearing within the letter O, the words increase in size, and a blue light flickers across the text. A cluster of golden clouds move over a blue sky. A sunburst of bright light fills the screen. This becomes the torch that an ethereal woman holds aloft. She has swept back ginger hair and wears a white flowing toga with blue drape over one shoulder and arm. She stands on a pedestal. Columbia appears in silver chiseled letters above her. A Sony Corporation appears below. She transforms into a furry animation bat with blue eyes. A white background has blue letters jumping over it that create Sony Pictures Animation. Then, swirling grey clouds fill the screen and black words appear. Columbia Pictures presents, in association with L-Star Capital, a Sony Pictures Animation film. Hotel Transylvania 2, audio described by Tacey. Then, the camera swoops towards a gothic castle on a high mountaintop located on the outskirts of Transylvania. The hotel surrounded by a graveyard, a dense haunted forest, and tall mountains. As lightning slashes the dark night sky, the camera passes under a raised wrought iron gate. A sickly green neon glow lights the graveyard. Twisted trees devoid of leaves scratch the air. White light floods from the revolving door entrance. A hairy black spider with toxic orange eyes returns to its web that spells, "Congratulations, Mavis and Jonathan." Zombie staff roll out a white and gold bordered carpet. Blobby leaves a green slime trail across it. Bigfoot steps red mud onto it. A pack of unruly wolf pups enter. A bug-eyed monster passes Dracula, holding a tray of living snacks.
Welcome, welcome!
Congrats, Drac! Holy smokes, everybody's here!
Humans enter.
Mr. and Mrs. Loughran, the parents of the groom and family.
A young man with shaggy ginger hair hugs the humans.
Mom and Dad!
Johnny. I can't believe you're all here!
A photo is taken of Johnny, his backpack, two human groomsmen, and Blobby. The human and monster bridesmaids pose with Mavis. Due to her vampire nature, she is missing from the photo. The same thing happens when Mavis and Dracula pose with Johnny and his family. The wolf pups race through the seated guests, causing a Mexican wave. Murray the mummy turns from his date to the invisible man.
Yo, how hot is my date?
So hot. Wow. How about how hot mine is?
You got a date?
Yeah. She's invisible, that's why you can't see her.
Oh, right. This is the one from Canada.
Shh, wedding starting.
Johnny affectionately pats backpack. A human groomsman is accompanied by a green-haired purple monster bridesmaid. A witch waves to the weirdly featured bridesmaid, who waves back. She nods at her human companion and mimes gagging. A pretty, delicate human flower girl walks down the aisle with her teddy. The wolf pups converge on her. She's left disheveled and bedraggled. She staggers down the aisle. Mavis appears in a ray of silver light. She wears a long black silk dress, black fingerless lace gloves, holds a black bouquet. A gossamer spider's web veil adorns her short black hair. Her big blue eyes find her father. He smiles proudly at her. In his mind, she shrinks to a little girl again. Johnny takes a silver ring from a purple cushion and places it on Mavis's black nail-painted finger. As they lean in to kiss, Dracula magics a shrunken head to meet their lips. They scowl at him. He makes it disappear. They kiss. They turn and smile. Dracula whoops and gets to his feet. The guests politely applaud. Later, a fish spits water at a microphone as he gives a speech. The monsters are entranced by his words. Johnny raises his goblet.
True. So true, Marty.
Linda and Mike exchange worried glances as the screaming wedding cake is cut and slices dished out. The humans recoil as the slices scream and bounce to the edge of the table. The dance floor is filled mainly with monster couples. Two witches cling to Bigfoot's ankle.
Oh, how sweet.
Bobby cuts in on Mike dancing with wife Linda.
Oh, my, look at you.
She ends up inside Bobby. Johnny pulls her free. The parents cut in on Mavis and Johnny close dancing. Linda dances with Johnny, Dracula with Mavis. The vampire spins his daughter away. They dance up the walls and onto the ceiling.
Is it everything you wanted, my little poisonberry?
Oh, it is, Daddy. Except, where's Grandpa Vlad?
Honey, your gramps would not have been cool with this. He's old school.
How do we know? If he could just meet Johnny...
He would have eaten him. He's not as enlightened as your hip daddy.
So, you're really okay with him not being a monster?
Human, monster, unicorn, as long as you're happy.
Thanks, Dad.
Later, Dracula sings and plays a ukulele.
And you'll always be my moonlight, But now on wings of love you soar. Now that you're Johnny's girl. Johnny's girl and kind of daddy's too. Your mom would be so happy cause she always knew. Love is making room for all the best in you.
Moved, the octopus bridesmaid grabs her human escort and kisses him, tentacles wrapped around him. Bigfoot's tears utterly soak Linda. Mike optimistically hands her an ineffectual hanky. Caption 1 year later. Dracula is painting a Picasso-styled painting. Mavis peers round the heavy wooden door.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hey, guys. Todd, take a break.
Todd exactly resembles the painting.
So what's up?
Mavis was wondering if maybe you wanted to go for a fly.
Oh? We haven't done that in forever. Any special reason?
No special reason at all. Right, maybe?
What's his deal?
He's silly. It's just a beautiful night. And, well, if you don't want to.
No, no, are you kidding? I would eat a bucket of garlic to fly with you.
The arched, leaded window flies open. Mavis somersaults out into the night. She transforms into a white-fanged bat with big blue eyes. Dracula nods approvingly. He levitates. Arms reach out to the sides. Black cloak with red lining flutters out horizontally. He balletically leaps into the starry night sky, then backward dives towards the moat. A displacement of water tracks his passage. He flies into the air, spraying a tidal wave of water around. His bat form has red eyes. They happily fly around the hotel.
Oh, honey, look at those fluffy clouds!
Remember what we played when you were little? Hide and go seek sharp objects. Oh, okay. Regular hide and go seek.
Mavis's feline bat face pops out of a cloud.
Where are you?
She hides.
Honey bat! Mavis! I'm gonna get you!
He flies into a cloud and finally comes across her, panting with the exertion.
Honey, are you okay?
Yes, it's just a little harder to catch my breath since I'm pregnant.
Yes, well, I guess that would make it more... What?
She coyly lifts her wing to reveal a bulging belly. Dracula gasps with delight and soars high into the sky.
I'm gonna be a grandpa!
Johnny sings to the baby bump.
Cause you're daddy's girl or boy, daddy's girl or boy.
I'm hungry again, honey. Can you get me some ice cream with anchovies?
No, 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 no. You mustn't give in to your cravings. It's not good for the baby. You need to increase your spider intake so he'll be able to climb ceilings properly and eat lots of sheep fire.
I love you, Dad, but we don't even know if the kid's gonna be a vampire. I'd be thrilled if the baby's human-y just like Johnny.
Human-y? With thousands of years of Dracula genes. Not gonna happen.
As long as the baby's healthy.
Of course. A healthy little vampire.
Or human.
Yes, a human who can fly as a bat. Here, just have some monster ball soup. It's your mommy's recipe.
The balls snarl up at her.
Aww, thank you, Dad. Just like you made it when I was a kid. My favorite.
Dracula and Johnny exchange bemused looks. One of the sobbing monster balls eats the spoon.
Sorry.
Dracula marks off dates on a hang-in-there baby calendar, complete with upside-down hanging baby vampire picture. The months pass, each day marked with a cross. Friday the 13th is circled. He waits outside the delivery room.
Sir, only the father is allowed in the delivery room.
Really? I mean, okay, he's the family, I guess.
Then Dracula, dressed as a blonde-haired nurse, snatches the baby away from the doctor.
Oh, look! It's a boy! It's a boy! The Dracula bloodline carries on!
No one will ever harm you as long as I'm here, my little devil dog.
Dad, can I hold my baby?
If I were Dad, I'd say yes, but I'm the nurse. Francine, hey, here you go anyways.
A zombie orderly sprays breath freshener into his mouth and blows Francine a kiss. Dracula snarls at him.
My bad.
A skull-decorated cake has one monster candle on it.
Little Dennis is a year old now.
Wow.
Dennis sprays the candle with spittle as he blows on it.
Nice. Yeah, cute kid.
The candle stomps away.
Okay, time for presents, guys.
All right, let's do this, boy. Check out what I got him. Bling!
Wow, is it cursed?
Super cursed. Only the best. Straight from the crypt.
He's just starting to walk, so maybe it's heavier than...
The chain overbalances Dennis.
You're okay, Denisovich.
His name is Dennis, named after my father.
It's not his vampire name, my little Denisovichy Wisevichy.
Huh, are we sure he's a vampire? I mean, not that it's a bad thing, but shouldn't he have fangs and that pasty skin you guys have?
Technically, you have until you're 5 to get your vampire fangs.
Oh, he'll get his fangs. He's a Dracula.
He's also half Lochran. Maybe he'd be better off where we live. There's more humans there.
What? Look how well he's playing with the wolf pups.
Two pups lick the medal. Dennis licks his superhero doll.
We have a present, I hope. It's acceptable.
My first guillotine. Very educational. Well played, Frank.
It's great. Thank you. We just have to baby-proof that.
Mavis searches in a drawer.
Johnny, do you know where you put the rubber guards?
Baby-proofing a guillotine? So you cut your finger off.
It's part of the fun.
She made me baby-proof the whole hotel. Someone's overprotective.
A zombie puts corks on the suits of armor's pikes. Then corks are stuck on the pointed noses of witch cleaners. A zombie puts up a child-proof gate. Another zombie falls over it and plummets into the depths of the hotel. A red monster tries to open a child-proofed toilet lid. He tugs at it. It doesn't budge. He crosses his legs, does a desperate dance, then rips the entire cistern away, pulls down his underpants, sits over the hole. A jet of water sends him flying.
Johnny! Come quick!
Dracula beats Johnny into the room.
What's up? He's okay?
Dennis said his first word.
He did?
Come on, honey. Say it again.
Blah, blah, blah.
I don't say blah, blah, blah.
We didn't say you did.
Then where did he get that?
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, maybe sometimes you say it.
I only say it when I say I don't say it.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, kid, we get it. You can talk. Denisovich.
He checks in Dennis's mouth.
Dad? Just checking for cavities.
He backward glides out of the room.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
It was you!
A ghoulish mariachi marching band plays in the lobby. Monster and human guests make their way in and out. One of the zombie receptionists distorts his selfie on his phone.
Oh my goodness, Leonard. If you really look that hideous, I don't think I can hang out with you.
Guys, what's the deal? Is this a party? Pick up a phone. I don't care if Johnny said it's a cool app. Johnny's still new here. Now, Porridgehead, did you call a hearse for the Gremlinbergs? No, you're checking your Facebook page. Again.
Drac, I told the guys social media is the best way to promote the hotel, right, Clifton?
He addresses a lanky zombie.
So, Drac, I wanted to go through some thoughts I had as your new human relations coordinating co-assistant.
Sure, it's a real job. Not a cheap excuse to keep Mavis happy so you'll never leave here.
Right. So I was thinking, since we have so many humans now, maybe update some of the acts, like maybe the magician.
What's wrong with Harry Three-Eye?
He might be a little old school for the humans.
Tell me, sir, what with your card?
The Three of Spades?
Harry pulls out the fish's heart.
Is this your card, my friend?
Whoa.
A human couple gulp with fear.
No, Harry's great. Can't blame Harry for the crowd not being hip.
Okay, what about Wayne?
Wayne? Are you nuts? He's my boy.
Okay, maybe something other than tennis?
Okay, so what you want to do is lift the racket right on impact so you get that nice topspin. Try and hit one.
Werewolf Wayne leaps over the net, chases and grabs the ball in his mouth, returns to the other side of the court, and buries it.
What is that? What's the noise? It's on me!
It's just the cell phone I got you. Clifton's sending you a text so you can practice how to write back.
Dracula taps at the screen.
It's not doing it!
I got it. Dear Drac, now you can text Clifton.
All right, fine. How do you do this?
Maybe it's your fingernails. It's easy. Look, I'll text Mavis. Psyched for date night. See? And now look, she texted right back. Gotta cancel, can't leave Dennis. Okay. Are we ever allowed to be alone again? I need to feel loved too. And sent.
Okay, all that taught me is that you're pathetic.
Yeah, got it. Maybe you should just get Bluetooth.
Okay. Bluetooth, come over here.
A large Bluetooth with eyes approaches.
So now what?
Dracula glides into Denis's bedroom.
Rise and shine, my Denisovich.
Hi, Papa.
Hello, my little devil. Did you have sweet nightmares?
I dreamed that I saw a Stegosaurus.
Oh, and were you drinking his blood?
No.
Just throwing it out there. Hey, you want to do something cool?
Yeah!
I'm going to teach you how to turn into a bat, like me. See?
Cool!
Yes, cool, like I said. Now you try.
I'm a bat. I'm a bat, I'm a bat.
He runs around, arms waving.
I mean, a real bat.
I'm a bat.
Denisovich, take a breath. You can really turn into a bat. Try. Feel the bat.
Denis flaps his elbows.
Not a chicken.
Denis waves his arms.
What's that, the electric boogaloo? If I show you I can bust a move, will you try to fly then?
Dracula's cloak becomes an entity of its own. The vampire breakdancer spins on his head, then one hand. Denis is on his back. His toy train circles him as he copies Dracula's moves. They both handstand, and then caterpillar towards one another.
Yeah? Why are you guys dancing?
He was sleep dancing.
Come on, sweetie, back to bed.
Back to bed? It's already after 8 p.m.
Don't you remember the new sleep schedule? He's going to human classes half the day. If he could just sleep till 2 a.m. tonight, it'd be so great for him.
But honey, Dad, 6 of Wayne's wolf pups are having a birthday party tonight. You wouldn't want him to miss that.
Dad, I love the wolf pups, but they're a little too rough for Denis.
Too rough?
Haven't you noticed? Denis is different.
What are you saying? Denisovich shouldn't be around monsters?
I love monsters! Video! Video!
Ha!
Video! Oh, you want to show video! Papa Jack your monster video?
Yeah!
Who's the coolest monster?
Cakey!
Wee! Cakey one happy monster! Cakey love cake! Yummy! Tommy get a tummy ache!
Whoa, 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 whoa. How is that a monster?
Half some cake was a lump of bum. Remember, kids, a real monster always shares.
Shares, yes. When I think monsters, I think shares. Now let me tell you what a real monster is, Denisovich.
Dad, please, he's practically 5 already. Don't force it.
Keiki's video plays as she carries Denis back to bed.
Slow down, was a lump of bum.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I
Mommy, I'm too old for lullabies.
What? That's not how that one goes.
This is the way most people sing it.
Most people? What's wrong with suffer, suffer, scream in pain, blood is spilling from your brain.
Daddy.
Come on, you know how I sang it to you. Zombies gnaw you like a plum. Piercing cries and you succumb. Suffer, suffer, scream in pain. You will never breathe again.
Mother and son are asleep.
Still works.
He gently rests his head on Mavis's. Two well-dressed flies arrive at the hotel bearing a gift. They fly past a banner with the colourful words, Happy Birthday. A bird-beaked mariachi band entertains the guests. There's a bouncy castle by the haunted forest. Wayne's wife, Wanda, watches baby lizards catch fireflies with their tongues.
Oh. Happy birthday, Wally Wilson, Whoopi, Waylon, Whippy, and Wanye.
Denisovich, my big boy! You made it!
I thought about what you said, Dad. Maybe I was being a little overprotective.
Thank you, Coffin Cake.
Dennis, I love you. Zing!
Hi, Winnie.
I love you, yummy strawberry lock. Zing, zing!
She licks Dennis. Wanda sprays her with water.
Winnie, give him his space, hon. I'm sorry, Mavis.
It's okay, Aunt Wanda. They're just playing. Holy rabies, Limbo! I used to love that game.
Get in there, Mavis.
Really? But I'm a parent now.
Show him how it's done.
Okay.
She floats under the low limber pole. Denis and the wolf pups cheer her on. She spies a piñata hanging from a tree.
No way! A piñata?
She transforms into a bat, grabs a stick.
Oh, Mavis, honey, that's for later. Woo! We don't want the pups to have too much
It bursts. Sweets spill out. The pups devour them.
Sugar.
The pups race towards the bouncy castle. It's pushed and pulled in all directions till it bursts. Mavis returns to human form.
I'm sorry, did I start all that?
Don't worry. There's a reason they call it a litter.
The pups chase guests, tear the banner down. They pass a yeti taking the fur from its lower body. They accidentally send Dennis flying into the air. He smashes to the ground, face first.
Dennis, are you okay?
I got a candy.
Look, your tooth came out.
Are you kidding me? He got his tooth knocked out?
Oh, yes, indeed. Here comes the fang.
Dad, his baby tooth wasn't a fang. Why would this one be? He's not a monster.
Dennis shows Winnie his missing tooth gap. She shows him her mouth full of fangs.
The sun's gonna come out soon, and we gotta get to his classes.
What's wrong with the classes we have here? Like the kids' yoga?
A lizard child is stretched on a rack.
This is Denisevich's home.
I don't know, Dad.
What don't you know?
Well, we've been talking about moving. Somewhere safer for Dennis. Maybe where Johnny grew up in California. I'm sorry, but you can't just make somebody something they're not.
She dons some protection.
Come on, honey. We have to go.
Sing, sing?
Maybe, wait! You can't mean that!
Dracula turns to Johnny, who wears a balloon crown.
You're in on this? The leaving?
It's not definite at all. It's just something she's definitely talking about, but until we do it, it's not definitized.
Dracula's red eyes glow with unearthly powers.
Did he just cover me with birdseed? Yeah, he covered me.
Johnny disappears under a mound of black feathers as ravens feast. Daylight breaks, and Dracula chooses one of many identical purple silk pajamas.
Dad, it's not a fang. Dad, I don't know if it's the right place for Dennis. Right, Johnny?
Oh, hey, dude man, it's not me. It's Mavy. Hey, dude man, I'm afraid to say anything. Hey, dude man, I'm a dude man.
Drac? Who are you talking to?
Do not disturb. The Count's wigging out in here.
What are you wigging out about, Drac?
The kids. Maybe Wavy saying she wants to leave.
She wants to leave? What about Johnny? He doesn't want to go. He's making the hotel more human-y for Dennis. You know, seeing that he isn't a monster.
He is a monster. He's just a late fanger.
Mm-hmm. And I could be a hand model.
Shut up. It's all that human-y stuff that's confusing Paul Denisevich.
So maybe you gotta get the kid around more monster-y things.
Ooh. Oh, I need a cape.
I can't. She's always around checking up on me.
Man, if you could just get some alone time.
Wait a minute. That's what Johnny wants, too. Alone time with Mavis.
Dracula's clothes choke Frankenstein.
Have they even had a vacation since before they were married?
He manages to pull the clothes off, leaving him bare-chested.
They're going to now, and so are we. Frank, you're a genius.
Dracula becomes aware that Frankenstein isn't wearing any upper body clothing, and his stitched-together torso with protruding belly is exposed. Frankenstein pretends nonchalance. He awkwardly taps his fingers against his thighs, heel raises, puts his hand over his belly button, clears his throat.
We'll take Denisevich to all our old haunts. Each of us will show him our skills.
Cat-shaped Dracula devours a mouse.
Teach him how to be a monster.
Dennis grows fangs.
And he'll be fanging it up in no time.
Boy turns 5 next week. If he's not a vampire by his birthday, it ain't happening.
Oh, it ain't happening, baby. All he needs is time with his vampire.
Vampa?
Vampire grandpa. Come on, man, that's obvious. Johnny, come outside.
What? Who is it?
It's your father-in-law. I need to talk to you.
The ravens are still feasting on bird-seeded Johnny.
Oh, let me get rid of that. Sorry.
No problemo. I was kind of digging the attention.
Two chicks nest in his hair.
Can they stay? I don't think they're ready to leave yet.
Come on, go to your mother. Look, you want to stay here, right?
Of course. This is the first place where I can really be myself. I haven't felt this alive since they invented stuffed crust pizza.
Well then, we've got some work to do.
Okay, so here's the plan. Maybe it's a good idea to take her to your hometown, but remember...
So a with sliced avocado, rolled oats with apricot, the Avena moisturizer after every bath,
and then the shea butter on his tush before his PJs, and then 20 minutes with the nebulizer while I read his Learning Factory phonics book to him.
It's asking a lot, Dad. We could just take Dennis with us.
What? Are you kidding me? And get him off his routine? No, no, no. You kids go to California and see if it's the right place to raise Denisevich.
And you remember how to video chat?
Yes, yes, with the phone and the buttons and the agony.
Thanks for being so understanding, Dad. I know you'll keep him safe.
Of course, Maeve. Stake my heart and hope to die.
I'm just gonna miss him so much. I love you, Dennis.
I love you, Mommy.
I'll tell him Maeve Wavy stories every night before bed.
You're the best. I love you, Dad.
Johnny hugs Dracula.
Gonna miss all you guys. You're all my family. Love you, Drac.
Yes, I love you too. Now remember the plan. Just keep her distracted and happy, but not too happy. Capiche?
Got it. Operation Just Keep Her Distracted and Happy, but not too happy. Capiche? Starts now. Cool?
Smiling on the outside.
Will you hug my backpack?
No.
Dracula and Dennis wave them goodbye.
Ah, yes, we'll get to the bed. We all love the bed, but we're just gonna do one thing first.
A zombie drives a hearse around.
Is it shorts weather where we're going?
Jeez, I hope not. My body isn't swimsuit ready yet.
Whatever. Where's Griffin?
Hey, can I have a second? I'm just saying goodbye to Emily.
Oh, brother.
I'm gonna miss you so much.
You know, you have to be strong, honey, because what we have is unbreakable. Babe, don't cry. Everyone's looking.
Okay, I gotta call him on this.
Just let them play it out. Get it over with. Okay, you two lovebirds. Drink your champagne and let's get going.
Oh, yeah. No, sure, okay.
Cheers. Griffin spills his pretend girlfriend's glass of bubbly.
Oh, klutz.
We can't say nothing about this?
No, we don't have time for zingers.
Murray, Wayne, Frankenstein, Griffin, then Dracula and Dennis get into the hearse. Dracula struggles with the straps on Dennis's car seat.
How do you click in the stupid car seat?
You gotta cut those nails, man.
We just strap our kids down with duct tape.
Dennis easily slots it together. Blobby appears.
What's he doing here?
I told him he could come.
He's never been outside the hotel.
Blobby, there's no room. Sorry, man.
Blobby leaps in, engulfing them all.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
Fine, put them on the rascal. Let's just get going.
Zombies fix the scooter's holding frame to the hearse. One drills his hand to the side and he watches it spin round. They finally get going. Blobby on the side. Griffin drives. Dennis sleepily rubs his tired eyes.
Where are we going, Papa Jack?
Oh, Denisevich, we're going to have an adventure. A monster-y adventure.
Yay, monsters! We're gonna eat cake.
What did he say?
No cake on this monster trip.
No cake, keep us cake, he says. Too much cake makes tummy ache. Yay! A monster always shares.
The monsters are astounded.
Wow. We may need more than a week.
Hey, you know who can fix the kid in a snap? Vlad.
What? We don't need to call Vlad. We got this. You see, Denisevich, monsters are nice just like you. But when the moon comes out, the real monster fun begins. Being scary. Right, guys?
The backseat passengers dance to the music.
Guys, what is wrong with you?
Come on, everybody likes that song.
We're not everybody. We're scary monsters, remember?
Hey, what are you putting in?
It's an audiobook. Bigfoot's life story. He reads it himself.
Chapter 1.
The monsters are dismayed. They stare jealously at Blobby, who is enjoying listening to their favorite tune on his earphones. A plane touches down in sunny California, waved in by a member of the ground crew. Little fluffy clouds adorn a brilliant blue sky. Then the sun sets in a blaze of golden glory over the sea. Waves crash against the rocks and lick the golden sand. The road to Santa Cruz hugs the shoreline. Mavis stares out in wonderment.
Wow, this is gonna be so amazing.
Oh, yeah. You're gonna be so happy, but not too happy.
Huh?
What?
I want to see everything you did growing up.
As long as you're distracted, capiche?
He holds up his hand.
We can hit a few spots on the way to my parents.
Let me just quickly call home.
Aw, don't do that. It's only 1 a.m. there. Dennis isn't even up yet.
Right. I'm just not used to being away from him.
Everything's gonna be cool. Your dad was so all over it.
I know. He's the best.
The hearse speeds around ill-lit, badly maintained roads. It roars through the haunted forest, careers round corners. Dennis's little body is shaken around as he sleeps through the bumpy ride. As they proceed, branches repeatedly hit Robbie in the face. He puts on a helmet. His face still gets hit.
My turn, here! Denise Beach, rise and shine! Boys, is this bringing back any memories? We used to prowl around here when we were in our 100s. The dark forest of Slabozia.
The forest's now a well-manicured municipal park with bike trail. People are walking their dogs. Frankenstein peers over Dracula's shoulder.
Nice how they built it up.
Okay, out of the car. Denisevich, you're going to see every monster do his specialty. First, Frank's gonna show us how he scares people.
Yay! He's gonna say boo.
Yeah, I don't think boos ever work. But that's why we're here, to learn from the master.
Hey, I'll give it a shot.
Frankenstein creeps towards the ornamental bushes. A stepped on twig spooks him, and he races to hide. He practices his growls. Two joggers race past. The others hide. Frankenstein jumps out and rears over them in a terrifying manner.
Yeah, this is just a Frankenstein!
Oh, hey, how you doing?
You're awesome! Can we take a picture? Is that okay?
Sure, okay. Little selfie action.
He pulls off his head.
For real?
Awesome! Thank you so much!
Hey, have a great day!
Oh, he's adorable!
Adorable, yes. Not scary, but boo is a start.
Dennis's slicked back hair springs back up, scaring Murray. Dracula gives the mummy a disparaging look. Then the hearse is on the move through the forest again.
The cake's gonna have the coolest guy on it.
Let me guess, Cakey.
No, he's so cool. He climbs walls and wears a cape.
Oh, really? And who is this very cool guy?
Batman.
Batman. Great. You don't know anyone else with a cape that's cool. This is good. Stop here.
Once they stopped, Lovey removes his helmet.
Okay, Wayne, it's your turn. Go kill something. Denisevich, watch this.
What?
I told you, come on. If we don't inspire Denisevich, how's he going to find his inner monster?
Who's in the monster?
Nobody. Just here, have an avocado.
Yay!
Your mommy says it's a good fat, whatever the heaven that means.
Listen, I'm not going to set monsters back again just to make your grandkid like vampires. Anyway, there's nothing to kill here. It's all been...
Frankenstein smiles and points at a pretty fawn.
Aw, oh, what a cutie. But kill him.
Great. You know, I haven't done this in years. We don't need to kill anymore. We have Pop-Tarts.
Denisevich, you're going to love this. Wayne's going to eat that whole deer, and the next one's yours. Wayne, go.
He reluctantly slouches towards the grazing deer.
Oh, man. I'm too old for this. Okay, how's it go again?
Ow!
Oh, no, no, wait. That's for the moon. Oh, I growl. Right, here goes. Growl!
A man throws a frisbee to his dog. Wayne and the dog fight over it.
Get it, Uncle Wayne!
Wayne chews on the frisbee in the back of the hearse.
Some werewolf. Did you actually say the word growl? You're a were-wussy.
I said I was rusty.
Dracula grabs the frisbee.
No, it's my frisbee! I give it to me!
The hearse swerves alarmingly around the winding mountain path as they wrestle for ownership. Blobby's scooter is ripped from the side and is flung over the edge.
He's fine. He's Blobby.
Johnny drives Mavis past stores.
This place is so amazing and scenic. What do you want to show me first?
I don't know. It's pretty, but there's really nothing to do once it gets dark.
Wait, what's that place?
They park outside a 24/7 mini market and go inside.
So you're telling me that I can pick between all these different kinds of chips?
Yes.
How do people decide? Whoa! Now what's that beautiful fountain of rubies? Johnny, have you tried the Slurpee?
Not that quickly, hon.
It comes in 48 flavors. We have to try them all.
She repeatedly fills and drinks.
I don't know if we have time.
Why? This place is open all night. Right, sir?
Yes.
She points to the CCTV monitor.
Johnny, look!
They're
making a TV show about this place and we're the stars! Hello, world!
Awesome!
It's totally awesome! You're so lucky, Cal.
Hello, world.
The slurpy, guzzling storekeeper smiles and waves at the camera.
Okay, Murray, your turn.
Excuse us? Do you know where someone can get a bite around here?
Did you seriously just ask a vampire where to get a bite?
Oh, gosh, I didn't mean... We're not from around here.
This is so embarrassing. Just keep going.
Sorry to bother you. Love your chocolate cereal.
They drive away. Dracula fumes.
So what do you want me to do now? Denisovich, you won't believe it. The mummy can crash through walls and turn into a swarm of beetles and put a curse on anyone.
That sounds mean.
It's fun mean. Okay, so check it out. Murray is going to conjure up the biggest sandstorm you've ever seen. Hit it.
Sandstorm? It's been a while.
Not my problem. Do it. Say your little spell.
Okay. I got this. Frank, Wayne, Griffin, just try not to faint.
He scurries over and leaps onto a rock. Dracula smiles indulgently at Dennis, who copies Murray's twisting moves.
Ow! My back!
Murray falls over. A tiny pile of sand hits the ground. Delighted, Dennis races over and makes a mini sandman with round body and smaller round head.
Oh, wait.
Frankenstein puts two raisins and a carrot on the head to make eyes and a nose. Everyone but Dracula laugh.
How cute!
Dracula pinches Griffin. Johnny drives past a packed BMX bike park.
Wait! Stop at that playground! Look at these cute kids!
One lad backward drops off a ramp. Others are shown twisting in midair and executing fantastic stunts.
Holy rabies! This looks like a blast!
I don't know, maybe. This can be pretty dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. Of course, I rock these bikes. May I, little dude? Check it out! Oh, yeah! This is how I rolled every summer.
Riding the tiny bike, he drops off the edge and flies up the opposite ramp. He parts company with the bike in midair. He rides up and down the half pipe in an out-of-control fashion. He slams onto the concrete where the kids and Mavis are watching. The bike smashes into smithereens.
I think I scratched it.
My turn!
Maybe, I told you. It took me years to get this good.
Well, I'll give it a try.
She dons a pink helmet and sits astride a pink BMX bike. Her wheels leave a line of fire as she races off the edge and drops into the halfpipe. The kids and Johnny stare with open-mouthed wonder at her prowess. The flames follow in her wake. She does floating loop-de-loops. She hangs onto the handlebars and twists, legs dancing. After several of these, she makes the bike spin with her feet. She shoots upwards, sparks flying from the wheels that appear to cut the night sky like a razor blade. She returns to the side and hangs upside down in midair. Spins multiple times, bounces the front wheel, and then gently lands.
Ho ho! You feel me now? That's my girlfriend, suckers!
Your wife, Johnny.
My wife, even better.
That was sick, lady. Where did you learn how to do that stuff?
Transylvania.
That's cool. I have a cousin from Pennsylvania.
Oh, these little guys are so sweet. Dennis would love them. What an awesome place to raise a kid.
Oh, to raise a kid? I don't know about awesome. Maybe tubular. Capiche? Anyways, we should hit my folks' place. I said we'd be there by now.
Sure. Oh, hey, it's after 3 in Transylvania. I'm gonna check on Dennis, okay?
Johnny blanches. Dennis is asleep. Frankenstein eats his licorice snack.
Chocolate cereal. Are you kidding me?
It's okay, Drac. It's because they love us.
Yeah! Monsters are what's going on!
Oh, yeah, you should embrace it like I did. I've got a best-selling workout video.
Follow me, ladies. Right and left. No, girls, watch me. You're not watching. Here we go. Eddie.
The girls are confused.
That's not me, guys.
Come on. Even Bigfoot's tearing it up in the German soccer league.
Bigfoot's foot completely blocks the goal.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no. It's Mavis.
You gotta answer it.
You're pushing too hard. Lighter.
All right. Denisovich, wake up. Oh, boy, he's out cold.
I got this.
Griffin puts sunglasses on sleeping Dennis.
Dad, what took so long?
What? Nothing, maybe. We're all great here at the hotel, just doing hotel things.
Sorry, can't handle your breath.
I hear you.
How are you?
We're having a blast. We just went biking and mini-marting. It's so fun here. Is Dennis okay?
Oh, of course! You want to see him?
Yes, yes I do. Hi, baby, how are you?
Mommy!
I'm happy!
Aw. Hey, little dude!
Why is he wearing sunglasses?
Oh, we were playing. It's a superhero thing.
Kibos, I'm Sunglasses Man to the rescue!
Okay, take it down a notch.
Bye.
You sound funny.
Oh, no, no. That's his Sunglasses Man voice. Static. Oh, the signal is bad.
Mavis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still...
The call's disconnected.
All right. I guess he's having fun.
Of course he is.
Wow, I nailed it with the Sunglasses Man. Right off the top of my head. I threw in a kabuzz. Did anyone see that?
She said she was having fun. Johnny's blowing it. She's biking and mini-marting. She's gonna wanna move. I gotta fix this kid now. Are we almost there or what?
Okay, I may have taken a wrong turn a few miles back. Don't get mad.
What?
Dracula taps the phone screen.
Someone turn on the navigator on this thing.
Look out, light I touch it.
Please enter your destination. Please, I'm begging you.
They drive down the steep mountain pass.
Yeah, this is going to be good, Denisovich. Scary stuff, okay? It's in you. We just gotta concentrate on the scary.
Papa Drac, you miss Grandma?
Miss Grandma? Oh, sure I do. I miss her every day. She was my thing. Why do you ask?
I don't know.
Do you miss anybody?
I miss Mommy and Daddy.
And who else? You miss that Winnie? The pup who tackles you and tries to lick you all the time?
Yeah, but we're just friends.
Oh, no, no, no. You're a Dracula. You can't just be friends with a cute hairy number like Winnie.
Return! Now! Here! You imbecile!
All right, turn, Griffin!
Yes, Papa Drac.
The hearse rocks onto two wheels as it does a sharp right.
Wait and see, fellas. This kid'll be guzzling goat blood in no time.
You have arrived at your destination. Yes! Yes!
Here we are. It's the vampire summer camp I went to as a kid.
What's it, Camp Vamp?
No. Who names their camp Camp Vamp? It's Camp Winnie Pacaca.
They pass under the entrance arch and drive towards an eerie building whose lighted windows make it appear like a crouching monster. They park. Dracula leads them through the front door and out onto the wide wooden veranda. On the extensive grounds, vampire children are running around, laughing and having fun. Dracula leads Dennis by the hand and gestures grandiosely.
You see, Denisovich? This is where I learned to catch mice and shapeshift. And use my incredible powers and strength. It's pretty cool, huh?
Badminton!
Dennis points to the vampire children playing badminton.
Yes, I don't remember these badminton.
Well, well, is this a night? How you doing, folks? I'm Dana, the director. We're sure excited to have you legends visiting us. What can I do you for?
Well, I'm very interested in sending my grand boy, Denisovich, here.
Oh, this little red-headed, non-fangy little guy?
Oh, they're in there. He's a late fanger. That's why we came here. Can you show us some of the drills, like where they catch the mice?
Can do. Of course, now we call it T-mousing.
A little white mouse is placed onto a golf ball tee. A vampire child skips up and takes it. The process is repeated. One mouse scampers over a vampire boy's head.
So they don't have to catch the mice?
Nope. We find this is a good way to build their confidence.
One vampire boy is too afraid to take the mouse.
It's right there! What's the matter with you?
The boy grabs it and leaves.
Hokey pokey.
Dracula perks up.
There it is, Denisovich, where Papa learned to fly.
Ooh, I want to fly with Papa.
The tower is 200 foot high of unsafe wood, barely cobbled together. It's surrounded by warning signs.
Yeah, we're over here now. Had to scale it down. Insurance.
The kids swing off a small rope a few feet off the ground and transform into bats.
Hokey pokey. See you at the campfire.
Dracula's bad mood deepens. Johnny and Mavis arrive at his parents' house.
Welcome, you two.
Hey, gang.
Hi, guys. This is so exciting. Ah, look at all of this. So cool. Wow, I can't believe I'm actually here.
Well, you are. Now, how does it work? Are you up all night and sleep all day?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do whatever you guys want.
Good, because I bought this pretty sun hat for you.
Linda.
But otherwise, this poncho if you want to be safe.
We can deal with it later, Linda.
Okay. Oh, come see! I've set up your bedroom.
Linda's utilized Halloween decorations to furnish the room.
It's just like Transylvania.
Oh, Transylvania. That was a fun experience. Mike was afraid he'd get disemboweled and eaten, but I told him he was just being silly.
That was you, Linda.
Oh, there they are. You know, we have a couple of mixed families in the neighborhood, so I thought I'd invite them over. They might be nice for you guys to talk to, since you're thinking about moving here. Hi, Karen. Hi, Pandragora.
Welcome, Mavis.
Hey, guys.
Pandragora has tentacles for hair.
Yeah, you're gonna dig it here. Don't even worry. People are totally cool with our lifestyle choice.
I mean, the kids get picked on a little, but it toughens them up.
Oh, hey, you guys. And this is Loretta. She's married to Paul, who's a werewolf.
Excuse me?
Yes, I was telling Mavis about the other monster human couples in town.
I am not a werewolf.
Oh, I thought... Well, you're welcome to stay and have some cupcakes.
The hirsute man and his wife leave. Around the campfire, cute hand movements accompany the song.
We'll be friends forever, through the centuries together. Even in the brightest sunny weather, vampires will be friends forever. Bitter all meat forever.
Good job, vampires. Give yourselves a hug.
Dracula scowls as the vampire kids, Monsters, and Dennis wrap their arms around themselves.
We're going.
What? Where?
Ignoring the warning signs, Dracula, who carries Dennis, and his cohorts are climbing the unstable tower.
Why are we doing this?
You'd rather be listening to those putrid new songs? What happened to Michael Row Your Corpse Ashore? Or Old Mick Werewolf Had an Axe?
Frankenstein gasps with fear as he peers down at the ground far below.
You shouldn't be up here, Drac.
Who's ready to fly?
Me, like a superhero.
Better, like a vampire.
This thing is rickety. Maybe the kid isn't supposed to fly.
Quiet. This is how they learn. You throw them and they figure it out. It's how I was taught.
I want to fly now.
Ah, the bat. You know Papa's right here if you need him.
I can't watch this.
Please don't. Here we go.
Dracula throws Dennis over the edge. Mari, Griffin, Wayne, and Frankenstein watch his fall.
He's still not flying.
He will.
Still not.
It'll happen.
This is a tall tower.
That's why it's good. You should get him.
He's gonna fall to his death.
He's taking his time.
Drac!
I did that my first time. He's getting too close to the ground! You know what? He's not gonna fly.
He turns into a bat and flies after Dennis, who hurtles towards the ground. Dana and the vampire kids race towards the tower. Dracula grabs Dennis just before impact and holds him close.
I told you. Papa's always here for you.
Again!
Oh, dear. Oh, my devil. We're gonna have to report this.
You mean to the papers? I guess it was pretty cool, but I'm not about getting pressed.
No, sir. I mean the authorities. I can't not report child endangerment.
Whoa, listen to me. That was fun. Your singing is child endangerment.
Should we go down and help him?
Nope. I told him this was nuts. He's on his own.
We have to call the boy's mother.
No, that ain't happening. His mother's already nutsy cuckoo.
I have to follow protocol.
You will not follow protocol.
I'm a vampire. I can't be hypnotized.
Right.
Now, please, don't make me call the police.
No one's calling nobody.
The tower falls to the ground. Frankenstein lands in the campfire, races through the house, setting everything alight.
No! I'm not helping!
He sets the sleeping huts alight. The vampire kids brandish marshmallow skewers. Dennis tugs at Dracula's cloak.
Are we bad guys, Papa Drac?
Bad? No, you're the best kid in the world. We didn't start the fire, it was the tower. That's a very unsafe tower. You're lucky we don't call the authorities. Let's go, my hero.
Hey, bud, I'm Batman. To the Batmobile.
Yes, to the...
A burning tree falls on the hearse and smashes it. Wayne chases after a wheel. There's a party going on at Johnny's parents. Mavis and Johnny are on the roof.
Sorry about all that stuff. I guess they thought you'd like it.
Why do I feel so weird here?
No, hun, they're being weird.
I think they're just trying to help me. I mean, I grew up knowing nothing living inside that hotel. And you learned about everything growing up in Santa Claus.
Santa Cruz, but,
Maybe if Dennis grows up away from Transylvania, he won't be so freaky. Like me.
Are you nuts? Mavis, you're a blast. You're so full of life and curious about everything. If Dennis grows up to be just like you, I'll be the luckiest dad in the world.
I love you, Johnny Stein. You know what? As long as we're all together, we'll be happy anywhere. Even at the hotel. What are you doing?
Whoa! Check out this video my friend sent me. This kid is an awesome daredevil.
He views the video of Dennis falling from the tower.
Dude, did you get it? Wait, is that Dennis?
No, is it? No, it's just hard to see, but just deleted it, so it's gone.
Furious, she rings her father. The fire brigade have arrived. Dracula, Wayne, Griffin, and Murray watch as Frankenstein is hosed down.
What? It's Mavis! I'm not answering it!
Oh. Come on, Drac, you have to.
Frankenstein licks foam from his face.
All right. Yes, honey bunch?
Dad, where are you?
We're outside the hotel having a little cookout. It's perfectly safe.
What's that noise? Is that a siren?
Oh, those are just some wailing banshees checking in.
Quiet, you banshees. We're trying to have a perfectly safe cookout over here.
Mommy! Oh.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Is that the mother?
Oh, no. Static again.
I'm coming back to the hotel right now, and you better be there, or I swear, Dad, you're going to be very sorry.
What's going on?
We need to get home right away.
Whoa!
Johnny falls off the roof.
Okay, I'll go wake up my backpack.
Guys, we got to move. We got no car. How are we going to get out of here?
Don't worry. I made a call.
Blobby arrives on his electric scooter. There's a squirrel, leaves, and twigs inside him.
I'm sorry, Blobby. We really meant to call you sooner.
They all clamber onto Blobby's shapeless shoulders. Griffin is at the front of the scooter.
Hit it!
The scooter shudders, then slowly moves millimeter by millimeter forwards. A yellow taxi arrives at an airport. Mavis hastens to the ticket desk, leaving Johnny to catch up with his backpack and her luggage.
Transylvania!
You want to go where?
Transylvania, as soon as possible.
We don't fly direct to Transylvania.
You don't?
You can go to Bucharest, but you'll have to switch planes in Chicago and then Zurich.
So when would we get there?
Well, the Chicago flight's delayed due to bad weather.
Mavis uses her vampire powers on the woman.
It's the two seats in coach.
No!
No!
Yes.
Mavis runs outside with Johnny following. She amazes a cab driver as she turns into a bat and, grabbing her husband and their luggage, flies into the night sky. The monsters drive painstakingly slowly round a mountain bend. Mavis flies over a storm-tossed ocean. Blobby violently quivers up and down.
You have to go now, when we finally have no traffic. You're killing me, Blobby!
Blobby faces a tree. Four jets of liquid hit the trunk. Johnny is thoroughly enjoying his unusual flight back to Transylvania.
I still have some cloud on me. Gotta do a selfie.
Johnny, not now.
Okay, maybe later.
Back on the road, the scooter splutters and shudders to a halt.
This scooter thing's out of juice. We're never gonna make it. Frank, blow.
Frankenstein grabs a handful of Blobby. He stretches it out and fashions a blowhole. He fills Blobby with air. Blobby inflates like a giant balloon. Frankenstein lets go and Blobby shoots forwards, leaving the surprised squirrel behind. They ride the rapidly deflating Blobby across the mountainous passes. A train is passing over a viaduct, heading for a tunnel in the mountain ahead. They race alongside it, then nip in front and enter the tunnel before the train. They burst out the other side. Dracula hugs Dennis and tickles him.
How fun is this? Why are you laughing? You like that? Watch this.
Dracula tickles Blobby. Blobby shoots upwards. Murray falls off. Frankenstein grabs a bandage. Murray unravels and is dragged behind them.
Now this is flying, Denisovich.
Like a vampire.
Dracula holds Dennis above his head.
That's my boy. Look at you go.
Dennis stretches his arms out to the side, his little vampire cloak flapping in the wind. Robin flies low over a lake, scaring ducks out of the water.
You're the coolest guy in the world, Kate, Papa Jack.
Mavis and Johnny arrive at the hotel. Her eyes widen with fury as she observes Dennis's empty racing car bed. Blobby spirals recklessly towards the entrance steps of the hotel. Holding Dennis, Dracula leaps from Blobby's back as the green jelly hits the ground. Frankenstein lands in the box splits. Wayne staggers to his hairy feet. Bandages pull by Frankenstein's side. Murray lands in the middle of the pile of bandages and they hang loosely around him. Dracula taps out a number.
So, hey, when are you going to get here already? We've been waiting.
She's on the steps facing them.
Give me my son.
We just went out for some avocados.
Mommy, I flew.
I saw.
Mother's already.
Nazi cuckoo. Nazi cuckoo.
Glowering fiercely, she holds up her phone. It plays a viral techno video of the fall. Blobby dances around. Chagrined, Dracula bows his head. Dennis races over to his mum, who squats and hugs him tight.
I was worried Dennis wasn't safe around other monsters. Now I don't even feel like he's safe around you.
But I was just...
What was it you said? Human? Monster? Unicorn? That it didn't matter?
Well, I just know his life would...
We'll have his birthday party here on Wednesday. Then we're moving.
Please, maybe. Don't leave.
Maybe you've let humans into your hotel, Dad. But I don't think you've let them into your heart.
She scoops Dennis up and takes him inside. Dracula is dismayed. Johnny droops with empathy, then follows his wife. As he slouches up the stairs, he gazes over his shoulder at the group below. Rain lashes down around the Greystone Hotel. Inside, Mavis is packing. The room is filled with boxes. As she takes a pile of books from a dressing table, she brushes against a drawer. It opens. She takes out a gold-framed photo of her as a little girl in a cowboy hat on a nightmare hobby horse, smiling up at Dracula. She smiles, then carefully places the picture in a box. She runs out of tape. She enters another darkened room, filled with more boxes. As she crosses the room, Dennis's voice catches her attention. He stands on a pile of boxes, arms outstretched.
I can do it. I'm a bat.
Dennis?
Huh?
What are you doing, sweetie?
Nothing.
Careful. Let me help you down from there. Are you getting excited about your big party?
I guess so.
You know who's coming? Daddy's whole family. Grandpa Mike and Grandma Linda, all your cousins and aunts and uncles who love you so much. And then they're going to be with us when we move to California.
Mommy, are we going away? He buys another monster.
What? No, Dennis, of course not. It's just grown-up stuff.
Okay, but what about Papa Jack? He's going to be here all alone.
Papa Jack has to stay here to run the hotel. But he'll visit us, and we'll visit him.
Can we call him every night?
Sure.
Johnny's extended family arrive. Johnny, Dennis, and Mavis wait for them at the top of the hotel steps.
Hello, we're here.
Hey, look, it's over.
The night bring Johnny's family here. To take away all that drug here.
Welcome, welcome.
Hide your feelings.
They sit round a vast dining table. Zombie waiters appear with cocktails and piranhas on a platter. The cousins are next to Dennis.
Dude, why do you want to leave? This place is out of control.
I don't want to leave.
All these awesome freakazoids.
So who's the coolest monster? Kinky.
Kinky. What was that?
Isn't it nice to have the whole family together? Mavis, do you have any cousins or thingies in your family?
No, it's just been me and Dad.
Oh, I never did ask how you lost your mom.
Oh, she was killed by angry humans.
Oh.
Awkward.
But, there is my grandpa Vlad.
Oh, you have a grandpa?
Yeah, he'll be at the party. I invited him.
You invited him?
Dad, he's never seen Dennis. I wanted them to meet once before we go.
Sure, great. Peachy, good old Vlad.
Anybody have a wet wipe?
A deathly pale arm removes an envelope addressed to Vlad, 666, Gory Cliff Lane, Transylvania, from a battered mailbox. The monstrous bat flies into a cave where a shadowy figure sits on a stone throne. A skeletal hand takes the envelope and razor-sharp nails open it.
Holy rabies! He finally invites me to something. He's got a grandkid?
And he never told you?
Easy, Baylor. At least there's another vampire in the family. It's at a hotel? Fancy schmancy.
Hotels are for humans!
The servant's appalled roar wakes his bat cronies and they fly around.
Baylor, shut your blowhole. Look what you started. Don't worry, gang. I raised my son to hate and kill and steal the souls of humans like a good boy.
Yes, Grandpa Vlad will be so happy when he sees the big masquerade party Johnny and I have planned.
What?
Dracula freezes the others and sits Johnny down to explain.
Play along, it's my dad.
You have a dad? That's funny.
Listen to me. My dad cannot know you're a human or any of your family.
What? But Drac, I'm proud that we're...
Or he'll steal your family souls and eat your backpack.
Dracula unfreezes everyone.
Gang, we're gonna make the birthday a monster masquerade party.
Really?
Oh, that's lovely. Sort of like a last hurrah before Dennis gets to be with normal people.
I couldn't have said it better.
The spiders have spun Happy Fifth Birthday Dennis on the ceiling, where clusters of blue, green, and purple balloons hang. The ginormous lobby is filled with monsters. Johnny's family are convincingly dressed as zombies. Linda lurches towards a retreating Mavis. They giggle.
What do you think, Mavis? I think I'm starting to like being creepy.
Dennis wears a black head mask with orange bat ears and a cloak.
You're lucky we don't call the authorities. Let's go, my hero, because I'm Batman. Yes, to the Batmobile.
Winnie pins him to the floor and licks his face. The cousins laugh at him.
Got your butt kicked by girl Batman.
Winnie snarls at them.
Whatever. I'm not about to cry.
Vlad and Bella approach the hotel.
Hotel Transylvania.
I smell humans! Tear it down!
Bella, we're in the outside world. You're gonna smell humans. You know what? Just wait outside for me. This is family stuff. You'll only get in the way. I just want to meet the little fanger. He should know his great vampire.
His what?
Vampire grandpa. Come on, that was obvious.
Dracula walks amongst the guests.
Amazing party.
So, what do you think?
This is your vampire costume? What, are you nuts?
I ordered it online. It was the only place that delivered overnight.
You look like you got a baboon's butt on your head. Have you at least practiced your voice? You can't just talk like a hippie.
I'm not a hippie. I'm a slacker.
Talk like a vampire.
My name is Count Jonathan. I am a vampire.
Okay, vampires don't go around saying, I am a vampire.
Sorry. I am Count Jonathan. Blah, blah, blah.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry, I'm nervous.
Yeah, listen, if you think I don't like it, you definitely don't want to say blah, blah, blah in front of my father.
Sir, Master Cakey has arrived.
Oh, hey. Drac, this is Brandon, a.k.a. Cakey. We got him for Dennis.
Hey, man.
Nauseated to meet you.
When does this happen? I got a book fair in half an hour.
Vlad enters in a burst of red light. The partygoers freeze.
All right, where's my vamp son?
A Yeti drops its drink.
Oh, please, still has to make a dramatic entrance.
Dad, look at you!
So you run a hotel now. From Prince of Darkness to King of Room Service.
Yes, so good to see you. I'll be right with you.
He hides Brandon with his cloak and shuffles him past Frankenstein, who's tipping food into his mouth.
Keep Vlad away from the humans and Mavis.
Come on.
Oh, now that is a neat costume.
These two smell funny.
Oh, you're European. It's called deodorant.
Nothing like insulting an entire continent, Linda.
Hey, Count, how goes it? Frankenstein. Actually, I'm technically Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein, he's the doctor.
You'd love to hear more. Call my people.
So let me introduce you to some of your son's other buddies. This is Murray.
Ah, please don't kill me! I mean, yo, V, what's up?
Talking toilet paper. Well, that's a new one. All right, where's the kid? That's who I want to meet.
Johnny!
Johnny imitates the smooth gliding walk of a vampire.
This is Dracula's son-in-law. I am Count Jonathan! Blah, blah, black sheep, have you any wool?
What's that thing on your head? Looks like my grandmother's boobies.
Daddy, who's the man with the funny face?
Is this the kid?
It sure is.
Let me see those fangs. What are you doing?
Oh, I just love him so much. I want to hug him right in the fangs that he has.
Vlad magics Dennis over.
I repeat, let me see those fangs.
He peers intently into Dennis's mouth. Johnny and Dracula cringe away. Vlad peers around the levitated boy and fixes them with his scary stare.
Oh, he's a late fanger. Just like you.
Yes, just like me.
The big shot here was a little crybaby, all right.
Yes,
used to pee in his bed.
Okay, Dad.
We just need to scare the fangs out of the kid.
Hair hangs?
Yeah, it's what I did for Mr. Tough Guy here. First, you've got to possess something the late fanger finds sweet and innocent. Then you show them what's what, and pop! Trust me, it'll scare the fangs right out. Right, Drac?
Seriously, guys, if I'm late for the book fair, I'll miss the street fair.
That's your guy.
Possessed? But Dennis will be so upset.
Don't you get it? This is our ticket. If it works for Denisevich, boom, he's a vampire, and you all get to stay here.
All right. Capiche.
Good call.
Kids, everyone, have a seat. Dennis has a big surprise for you. The one and only Cakey the Cake Monster.
Hey, kids, it's me, Cakey. What a wonderful cakey day it is. Now I have a question. Who here loves cake?
Dennis shrinks into himself. In the wings, Vlad conjures up a spell. To his dismay, Cakey starts to levitate. Bella flies to a gothic arched window and peers in, his fetid breath steaming up the window.
Why am I floating? Can I have the stage manager, please? This isn't working for me.
Vlad makes Cakey's head spin around. The cousins are delighted. Dennis is unnerved.
Scary, huh, Denisevich? You feeling anything? Any change?
Is Cakey okay?
I want all the cake. Cheering is for cowards.
Scared Blobby sinks into himself.
Any of this from the TV show?
I think I saw it on a Blu-ray disc. Bonus stuff.
Wait, why is Grandpa Vlad up there?
Cakey projectile vomits cakes at the audience. The cousins are ecstatic. Dennis buries his head in Dracula's cloak.
I'm scared, Papa. What's happening to Cakey?
Cakey transforms into a vicious, scary monster.
You don't eat cake.
No!
Stop it!
Dracula zaps Cakey, who returns to his original form.
What just happened, man? I'm out of here. None of these parents better review this on Yelp.
Hey, what did you just do? A few more seconds and the kid's fangs would have popped right out.
I don't care. It's not worth it.
What's not worth it?
It was my last attempt to make the boy a vampire so you'd stay.
By ruining his favorite thing? How could you do that?
We were desperate.
You were in on this?
Dennis won't be happy in my town.
Dennis hasn't been there.
Now husband and wife. Feel the strain and the strife.
Shut up!
Johnny, Dennis is not a monster.
Vlad's bemused.
He likes avocado.
Because you don't let him eat anything fun.
I think Dennis just wants to be normal.
Can we stop using the word normal?
Where we live now, he's normal.
He is who he is, and you can't change him, Dad.
Winnie and Bella watch Dennis run away.
Dennis, where are you going?
Away.
But it's not safe out here by ourselves. I know a place where we can hide. Follow me.
She leads him through the haunted forest to her treehouse.
If you didn't stop me, my great-grandson wouldn't have to be a wimp his whole life. Like Schlumpy over here.
A wimp?
Johnny, be cool.
You want to throw down, old man? Certified yellow belt since 1997.
No! What's this now? You're not a vampire?
Blair?
Of course he's human. He's our son. You think we're monsters?
Mike and Linda rub off their zombie makeup.
You let your daughter marry a human and have a human kid. Why don't you just put a stake through my heart?
We don't hate humans anymore, and they don't hate us.
The rest of Johnny's family wipe off their makeup.
Human!
a fool!
Your great-grandson is the sweetest, kindest, most special boy I've ever met. And if you can't give him the love he deserves because he's half-human, then you're the fool.
Oh, Daddy.
Mavis hugs her father.
Hey, where is Dennis? Dennis!
Dennis?
Bella flies after Dennis and Winnie.
Happy birthday, Dennis. I made you a treat.
Dead pigeon?
Enjoy it, because once I graduate business school and start running a company, you're not going to get home-cooked meals like this anymore.
I have to move away, Winnie, to California. My mommy thinks I'm not happy here, because I don't have hair on my face like you. I'm sorry I'm not a monster.
No, you are perfect. You're the nicest boy I know, and I have 300 brothers.
You're nice too, Winnie.
Bella bursts in through the roof.
Well, well, well. The little human and his pet.
Dennis!
Dennis Image!
He's not in the room.
He's not by the pool.
He's not in this pot of soup.
Where could he be?
I don't know why I ever invited you.
Mavis snarls off at deflated Vlad. The monsters and humans burst from the hotel. Vlad is the last to leave. He twitches his bushy white eyebrows, sweeps his cape wide, transforms into a bat, and flies as straight as an arrow across the haunted forest. Bella has Dennis and Winnie in his clutches in a clearing.
Stop squirming!
Why are you doing this?
Because this is wrong! Why doesn't anybody get that? Humans don't belong with monsters!
You're wrong!
I am not! I am holding you hostage! And me and my crew are gonna tear that human-hugging hotel to shreds!
You can't!
Really? Why not?
Keep us
why?
Keep us will make Papa Drek sad.
Oh, sad? And what are you gonna do about it?
No.
You know why you don't know? Keepers, you're just a weak little boy!
Winnie bites Bella's hand. Howling with pain, he throws her to the ground, and she rolls whimpering on the grass. Dennis is aghast, then tremendously angry. He clenches his fists. His face turns vampire red. His fangs appear. His snarl flings Bella away and into a tree. Bella throws back his leathery head and summons his cronies. Back in Vlad's cave, the bats wake and swarm into a blood-red sky. Murray, Frankenstein, and his wife, Eunice, are amongst the search party.
What was that?
Dennis, we're coming!
She flies with Dracula.
You okay, Winnie?
Yes, my Zing.
She turns and growls at Bella, who hurls a boulder at the pair. Still in human form, Dennis flies into the air. He smashes the boulder to smithereens. Then suddenly, he's a little bat with big blue eyes and ginger hair. He punches his wing into Bella, pushing him backwards. Mavis and Dracula smile proudly. Dennis repeatedly punches the older bat's face. A forceful uppercut sends Bella into the tennis court. The Balltron repeatedly fires tennis balls into Bella's mouth. One hits him between the legs, and he spits them out. He slides down into a crumpled heap. Dennis flies back to Winnie and returns to human form. Mavis and Dracula return to human form. He smiles at them. Then his face turns red as his enhanced vampire senses warn of Bella's advancing cronies.
There's his mean friends!
Dennis instantly changes back into a bat and races forth to do battle.
Oh, this'll be fun.
In human form, Dracula lays about him with his fists. Bats make a beeline towards him. He freezes them, glides nonchalantly away, restarts time with a click of his fingers. The bats instantly crash into one another. Mavis shape-changes into a mouse, scaring a bat into the arms of his companion. She makes building stones from a ruined arch, crush them to the ground. Frankenstein, Murray, and Wayne chase and wrestle the bat people. Wayne is overcome. His wolf whistle calls his pups to his aid. Two bats race away, covered in pups. The third gets to his feet, with pups clinging onto him and biting him. One munches his leg. As he screams, another bites his tongue. The octopus bridesmaid is terrorized by a bat. Her groomsman counterpart gallantly leaps in. He hurts his hand as he punches the bat, who casts him aside. Incensed, the octopus grabs both bat and man, slaps one, kisses the other. A tiny monster with big mouth swallows the bat, terrorizing Mike and Linda.
I didn't do that.
A bat grabs Dennis's three cousins and starts to fly away. Dennis zaps the vampire with a green electric current. It drops the cousins. Dennis catches them as they fall and puts them carefully on the ground.
Rock, Dennis!
He's the Nisivet!
Kiki rules!
Frankenstein sends Blobby spinning into the path of oncoming bats. They end up encased in Blobby's body. Johnny rides a BMX bike into the forest. He loop-de-loops around a curved tree branch, lands on a bat, knocks it out.
I knew all that practice would pay off.
In bat form, Dennis, Mavis and Dracula hover back-to-back as they fight. The cronies are outnumbered and outfought, and they take to the sky and retreat. Blobby spits the bats inside him into the air, and they follow the others back to Vlad's cave. Johnny leaps over the celebrating crowd and assumes various martial arts fighting stances.
That's right! You better fly away!
Papa Jack, I'm a vampire and a superhero! Am I cool now?
Now? Dennis, you were always cool. Human, vampire, unicorn, you're perfect no matter what.
But since I'm a vampire, can we stay here?
Yes.
All right!
But you have to know, we're going to visit you here every holiday.
Oh, that's fine.
The octopus and human are entwined and kissing. Winnie leaps on Dennis and licks his face. Peering from his hiding place in the undergrowth, Bella grabs a sharp stick, leaps out, and is about to impale Johnny when Vlad freezes Bella.
Don't ever come near me or my family again.
He shrinks Bella to the size of a mouse. Bella starts to run away, but he's surrounded by wolf pups. They lick and drench him with saliva. Vlad glides over to Dracula, who chuckles as he watches Bella's comeuppance.
Daddy, you just saved a human.
All this pressure about when the boy's fangs were coming out. Who cares? Mine came out years ago. Look.
He pulls out false fangs.
Okay, Dad, put them back in before we all barf.
Hey. Isn't it still somebody's birthday?
Dracula is the DJ for the pumpkin birthday party. Eunice boogies with Frankenstein. Frankenstein grabs a tray full of snacks from a passing zombie waiter. He devours the food and tray and earns a disapproving glare from his wife. Murray dances with the pretty female mummy until his back gives out. Blobby takes over. Mavis dances with Johnny, whose moves are a combination of martial arts and dad dancing. Dennis copies Johnny's moves as he dances with Winnie. Vlad and Dracula dance side by side, cheered on by the humans. Dennis freezes an outrageously dancing Linda. Mike happily does a little dance of his own. Griffin bumps into an invisible lady. Love hearts appear around them. Wanda dances with her husband, Dwayne, who is bent double with dancing pups on his back. Two gargoyle chefs fly in a birthday cake decorated with a large number 5. Tiny monster swallows it.
I didn't do that.
The end. Further action follows.
I'm in love with a monster.
A female monster dressed as a glamorous magician's assistant puts a potted plant on the ground. She waters it. It grows to an enormous size. Magician Harry, a green fish in formal evening wear, appears from the flower bud. He squashes the plant and produces a top hat. He presents the empty inside and pulls out the director's credit.
And he's taking me out.
Harry sweeps text and assistant into the hat, squashes it. As it springs out, the producer's credit appears. The assistant pulls the text into the hat with her. The hat turns into a hoop. Harry pulls it over himself and changes into swimming trunks. He dives into the hoop that's now a tiny pool. He leaps out. His mermaid assistant slaps the writer's credit away. Back in his magician's suit, Harry holds and plays with the spotlight. It reveals the executive producer's and then co-producer's credit. He puts his arm into the spotlight and pulls out a magic wand. He magics himself a turban and sits double-cross-legged on the ground. The wand becomes a musical instrument and the notes spell out more credits. His assistant carries the editor's credit in. Harry plucks one of his 3 eyeballs out to reveal the production designer's name. He replaces his eyeball. A blue sprite on his hand leaps up to write the visual effects supervisor and art director's credits. The sprite is swept up in the magician's hat. Harry wiggles his fingers over the hat and struggles to pull out an enormous white monster rabbit. The magician is the size of an ant beside it. It spews out the character designer and heads of story credits. Its fierce roar blows the words and the magician away. The magician re-enters and waves his wand at the monster rabbit. He transforms its surly head into that of a green chicken. He transforms the rest of the body into a purple chicken with green neck feathers. The chicken clucks out for head of layout and senior animation supervisor credits. The magician's wand waves in the supervising animation credits. A vine curls around the digital producer and production manager's credits. The chicken clucks. It lays an egg. The egg rolls across to Harry. He peers at it. It cracks open and his assistant bursts out. They take a bow. The screen goes to black.